Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief of Total Retail, and I am joined on today's show by Melanie Travis, who is the founder and CEO of Andy. Andy has recently announced some exciting news, a launch into a new product category. So we're going to talk to Melanie about that and the businesses overall. So thank you for joining me today, Melanie.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to chat.
So to get us started, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about Andy for those that might not be familiar with the company?
Yeah, sure. So Andy is a global e-commerce brand for women. We have historically sold swim, although as of a few days ago, we now also have launched into intimates. We are about 4 years old. In fact, we just celebrated our fourth anniversary. We've raised about $10 million in capital to fuel the growth. And over the last 4 years, it's just been a, sort of incredible growth story that has enabled us to, begin expanding the platform into more categories and more countries. What else would be good to know? I'm the founder and CEO, and I have a team of about 25. And we're typically based in the Garment District in New York City. So of course, right now we're all remote.
Yep. And then you mentioned direct to consumer. Any other sales channels? Do you sell wholesale? Do you sell any brick and mortar? Tell us a little bit about kind of the ways that your product is sold to consumers.
Yes, great question. Probably should add that to my intro about Andy. We are exclusively direct to consumer. We sell everything on andyswim.com. We don't have any other sales channels, no wholesale, no brick and mortar. Not never. That is certainly something that we'll look to in the future. For now, we've been entirely just single channel. But we are in the United States, Canada, and Australia, among a few other select countries.
That provides a kind of a great overview and some context for the audience, which leads me to my next question is to have you tell us a little bit about your professional background. I mentioned that you founded the company. Tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to launch Andy.
Yeah. So, I've built my whole career in the sort of consumer internet space in New York City. I started my career at a company called Foursquare way back in the day when you used to check in to be, mayor of your favorite coffee shop. And then I moved to a company called Kickstarter, a crowdfunding platform. Mm-hmm. And after Kickstarter, I moved over to Bark, which is best known for BarkBox, the monthly box of toys and treats you get for your dog. At each of these companies, I was quite an early employee, usually coming in, either between the seed and the Series A, something like that. And those companies have gone on to, I think they've probably all raised at least north of 75 million, if not 100 million. And Bark just announced they're going public via SPAC. So basically, I've been very fortunate to be involved in some of the great growth stories out of, consumer startups based in New York. And, along the way, really learned a lot about how it's done, how you sort of formulate your idea, to tell the story, raise capital and make it a reality. And so was really eager to do my own thing and finally left to do my own thing at the end of 2016. And here we are, 4.5 years later. So far, so good.
Yeah, it's a great story and kind of that your experience leading up to kind of going out on your own and taking that entrepreneurial approach. Mm-hmm. One question I'm curious is just what's the significance of the company name? How did you arrive at Andy?
Yeah, so great question. So when I first launched Andy, we specialized in one pieces. Well, we only sold one piece swimwear. We did not sell two pieces. As a starting point, I thought that a word that was one word to have some sort of synergy with one pieces. I was really obsessed with this idea. And then I also, more importantly, wanted a name that felt like a friend, not like, a big anonymous company. Particularly because, for a woman, at least shopping for swimwear is a pretty vulnerable experience. When a woman is wearing a swimsuit, it is the most naked she will ever be in public. And so it tends to be a sort of shopping category that's wrapped up in a lot of sort of psychological issues, or at least for me personally, it was. And so I really wanted to create a brand that felt like a trusted friend that would sort of handhold you through the process. And Andy sort of struck the right chord.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So let's get into the big news that you referenced, you announced earlier this week. So Andy is moving into Intimates and expanding upon its signature swimwear products. So what can you tell us about that product expansion and the potential impact you think it could have on the business?
Yeah, well, I think the potential impact is huge. And, you know, when I started Andy, you know, I called the business Andy and not Andy Swim, because the idea was always to be a sort of global platform for women, offering a variety of products that they love, and, you know, providing a better, simpler, more engaging shopping experience. And we started with Swim for a few reasons. You know, one, it's a category that is, I have to found to be just extremely frustrating to shop for. So that was a sort of natural starting point. But additionally, I think that Swim, you know, given the vulnerability of the category, which I mentioned previously, inspires a degree of trust with the consumer that other categories just don't necessarily command. You know, if you think of like a baggy t-shirt, right? It can fit, it cannot fit. In fact, I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. I'm not sure if it's the right size, but it's totally fine. Yeah. Yep. Swim, you know, fit is the core attribute. Like, you have, your swimsuit has to fit. You can't have a baggy swimsuit or one that's too tight and you're constantly pulling. And so I thought, let's launch with Swim. Let's establish this, you know, just sort of amazing relationship with our customer. Let's become known for doing fit exceptionally well, you know, better than anyone else. And then that will be, you know, the legs on which we can stand on as we branch out into further categories. And so we spent 4 years really digging into that, doing what we do best, becoming known for that, establishing that trusting relationship. And then it felt time, I would say about 3 years in, it felt like we had, you know, established the criteria to start expanding categories. And it was a matter of, you know, which category. And so we looked at, you know, the total addressable market, what is the biggest, you know, opportunity from a market size perspective, as well as what leans into our core capabilities, you know, most importantly being fit and intimates. I mean, it's a massive category, and fit is, you know, well-fitting garments are essential.
Yeah.
And so that was why we decided intimates, and we launched it just 3 days ago. So it's been a very exciting week.
Yeah, that's super exciting. And to your point, you've established that trust with your customer. You've built a relationship, and you know, natural progression from Swim into intimates with your customer. So I'm going to shift gears slightly. I still want to talk a little bit about kind of this category expansion, but tell us a little bit about the COVID-19 pandemic, how it's influenced your business, potentially your relationships with your customers, and then ultimately, your decision, as you noted, kind of to expand into intimates. Did this last year have any, doesn't sound like it did, but did this last year have any influence on that decision?
Great. Okay, so starting with the impact of COVID on the business, you know, in the end, well, so I would say March 2020 was a scary time, especially the back half of March. Everyone was terrified. Consumer spending dropped, you know, people weren't ordering swimsuits. And if they had at the beginning of March, they were returning them by the end of March. So I was very scared at the end of March that this was about to be an extremely difficult year for business, you know, putting personal stuff aside, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But ultimately what happened, and I think you've probably seen this in your line of work, is that, you know, consumer confidence and spending came back actually quite quickly. And Andy, as a direct to consumer company, with no brick and mortar and no wholesale, We never had to close our doors. We were open 24/7. And beyond that, you know, being outside, being at the beach, being in the sun, it was one of the safer things you could do last summer. And so we actually saw a pretty strong surge in demand after that initial dip. And we ended up having a really strong year. We grew over 100% from the previous year. Business overall sort of thrived.
Yeah, that's, you know, and to your point, that D2C infrastructure was already there. You had been doing it for 3 years. So that in your mind, kind of gave you an advantage over some others that were scrambling to catch up.
Exactly. And, you know, like there were little things. I mean, there were a lot of challenges, of course. Like, you know, we usually do photo shoots in, you know, the Bahamas or Tulum or other exotic destinations. And we couldn't do those photo shoots last year, but we have a huge network of micro influencers. And so when we received the product that we were launching, we put it in the mail, we sent it to our community of influencers, and we were like, go nuts, you know, make some content. We paid them, obviously. And then they delivered, you know, this array of really fabulous content that required no travel, you know, no crew going to a location. And I think it was, it ended up working out for us.
Yeah. And you could do that safely and still be effective in trying to get that messaging across. So let's talk about selling intimates online, new product category for Andy. What, and I'm sure you've thought through this for a long time now, as you noted, potential challenges, obviously fit, you mentioned it's critical in this category as well. You know, so what are the challenges that you've kind of think you have to tackle as you go about selling this new product? And then how do you kind of plan to overcome those challenges?
Yeah, I mean, I think two of the, you know, from where I sit as the CEO of the business, the two biggest challenges that I foresee, and it's too soon to say, you know, how we're addressing them, is just frankly, average order value. So it's a numbers game and our swimsuits are, you know, priced between $95 and $115 and our intimates are significantly less expensive. They're priced between, you know, $12 and $28. And so average order value and, you know, it's too early to tell, but putting this simply, like I live and die by our unit economics, right? Like we want to make sure that every order that we send out is a profitable order, because that's just the way I run the business and that's important. And so how will these numbers shake out? Can we have customer acquisition costs that are low enough to make up for the drop in average order value on an intimates cart? So yeah. that is a challenge. It's one I was well aware of before launching. And, you know, we're doing things like encouraging bundling. We built out this, you know, fancy new part of our website where you can add, you know, two bras and three underwear. You're just like really encouraging bundling to stock up, upselling on swim. So if you're buying a swimsuit here, throw in a pair of comfortable undies. You're going to want it on your trip anyway, that kind of thing. And then the other challenge I think is just that it's a, you know, it's a huge market, but it's also a crowded market. And there are a lot of, you know, particularly D2C intimates or lingerie brands out there. And so, you know, carving out our own take on intimates and both from a product perspective, from a branding perspective. and I think that we've done a good job with it, but I think it remains to be seen if we can really, you know, break out of the pack there.
Yeah. So a follow up there in terms of your customer, do you foresee, and it's obviously early days here, this is, you know, just launched. Do you see a big portion of your current swim customers crossing over into intimates, or do you foresee this as a new customer that might not yet be shopping with Andy that you have to acquire? Maybe it's a combination of the two. How do you see that shaking out?
I think about that as a sort of phased approach. So I think in the beginning, especially given, you know, how we're marketing the collection, in the beginning, I think it's going to be existing Andy customers who know and love the brand and who have, you know, stocked up their swim drawers with us, who are going to come and try out our new intimates line. That's just sort of, you know, that's who we're marketing to. That's who knows about it. And I also think, you know, our website is still andyswim.com, although that could change one day. I think people know of Andy for Swim. And so it will be, you know, largely a repeat customer thing in the beginning. But as we grow and expand and also sort of expand on the actual collection, you know, right now it's a fairly tight collection. We have two different top styles and three different bottom styles, whereas our swim collection is, you know, a lot bigger than that. And yeah. So I think as we expand intimates, it's going to become something that people come to us for. But in the beginning, I don't anticipate this being a new customer thing.
Gotcha. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, looking ahead somewhat. And how you might see consumer behavior evolving post-pandemic, whenever that, you know, officially is here, who knows?
Yep.
And then the impact that you think that might have on Andy's business. As you noted, last year was really scary. You thought, you know, early March, you're thinking, you know, people aren't going to be outside. They're not going to be wearing swimwear, you know, this. And then, you know, eventually people got comfortable and being outdoors made a lot of sense. How do you think you might see consumer behavior, you know, maybe later this year, who knows when, but post-pandemic and how that might impact your business today, Andy?
Oh, I'm excited. I think it's going to be huge. You know, I think that obviously we benefited in some ways from all of the stores being closed and everyone forced to shop online for what they were shopping for during the pandemic. And I do think as stores reopen, people will go back to stores. But I think in general, people have become more comfortable shopping online than pre-pandemic. I think the trends show that the sort of e-commerce adoption has just accelerated dramatically due to the pandemic. So that will overall serve our business very well. I think a lot of women discovered Andy when all their favorite swim boutiques or, you know, Nordstrom or whatever were closed. So just generally more brand awareness is good for us. And I think people are going to be really excited for all the growth that we had last year with people stuck at home, but going, you know, to their backyard pools or beaches. I think that there's going to be a huge influx of travel this year as people are finally vaccinated and excited to get out there. And the combination of, you know, more brand awareness, more comfort shopping for things like swim online, and then the, you know, the sort of comeback of the travel industry is, I mean, I guess the short way of putting it is we're expecting to have our biggest year and our biggest growth rate by leaps and bounds. And we're ready for it. And we're very excited.
Yeah, I was going to say that's exciting. And your last point, I think, is a really good one. I was going to follow up that in terms of the correlation that you would see with your business and travel industry is, to your point, more vaccinations happening every day, you know, more and more, you know, people getting vaccinated, they feel comfortable to get on a plane and go to their vacation, wherever that may be, beaches. So, you know, that's something that you're looking at as well. I could tell.
Yeah. Oh, very much. And we started, it's interesting because anecdotally, we started to feel that coming back before I realized just how rapidly the vaccination rollout was happening. In, you know, late February, early March, we were getting some older folks writing to us saying they're like, you know, this is ambitious maybe, but like booked my first cruise in 16 months. I'm so excited. You know, I'm ready to shop for swim. We started feeling that energy, you know, as early as late February of this year. And March for us was our biggest March in just ever and by so many measures. And so I think if that's any indication, this is going to be a very good year.
Yeah. And that's great to hear that optimistic outlook. And I, you know, I think it's reassuring to hear.
Good.
So then my final question, Melanie, is just, you know, as CEO, and you've mentioned this, you know, this obviously has been a busy time and a big week with a new entrance into the intimates product category. Where's your attention focused? You've said you're expecting a big year and excited for a big year. You know, in terms of your focus to keep this positive momentum that Andy has created going through the rest of the year, what are you kind of focused in on?
Product is a big thing. So making sure that we have enough product and, you know, like exciting, diverse collections, new styles, new fabrics. I'm really focused on delivering, you know, lots of exciting new styles. We have drops basically every month until the end of August, actually every few weeks until the end of August. It's our biggest product launch year ever. So that's a big focus. And then continuing our international expansion. We're in, you know, a few countries. Like I said, we have to work on how we can offer our fast shipping option locally. But there's no reason Andy shouldn't be a truly global brand. And so really focused on bringing Andy to more women all over the world.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Melanie Travis, the founder and CEO of Andy, for joining us on today's episode of Total Retail Talks.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.